Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
In Puerto Rico, no power means no telecommunications, by Adam Rogers. Nearly 3 weeks after Hurricane Maria tore through the Caribbean, Puerto Rico is still mostly an island deleted from the present and pushed back a century or so, with little clean water, little electric power, and almost no telecommunications. For telecom, the biggest problem is the lack of power, because most of the island's transmission lines were knocked out. We have to reconstruct the power grid as if we were dropping into the middle of the desert and starting from scratch, says Luis Romero, vice president of the Puerto Rico Telecommunications Alliance. Then on top of that would go the telecommunications services, he says. As of Monday, here's where things stand. Of 25 main central offices for wired telephone services, 2 are out of commission due to lack of power, which means roughly 20 of 78 remote switching units are also out of service. Of 1,600 cellular sites, at least 1,300 are out of service. Of 4 fiber optic providers in Puerto Rico, 1 is mostly broken and 1 is completely down. Roughly 75% of fiber coverage, including cellular service, isn't working, and neither is about 40% of the wired network. Every day is a challenge, Romero says. We're a bunch of hunter-gatherers. That's an almost unimaginable outcome. A territory the size of a state, home to 3.5 million U.S. citizens with almost no access to information technologies. For people in metropolitan areas, cellular services like messaging have come to be an option, but much of the island doesn't even have clean water to drink. Cities go dark after sundown. For any place in Puerto Rico without diesel fuel, it might as well be the late 1800s, which makes coordinating the repairs even more challenging. Cell towers in rural areas or on mountaintops aren't a priority. Plus, the roads that used to reach them are destroyed. The power transmission and distribution lines are essentially all gone, and the generating facilities, although mostly intact, are on the southern part of the island, while the majority of the damage is in the north. Yesterday, the airport went without electricity, again, and the major hospital went without for 18 hours because the substation and the only working distribution center from the San Juan Central 450-megawatt power generator, that line went down, Romero says. After Hurricane Irma, Florida had the lights back on for 4.4 million people within 10 days. The state had invested billions in upgrading its grid, and 28,000 workers from 30 states came to help with repairs. In Puerto Rico, by contrast, the local power authority is bankrupt, and it's hard to get trucks and equipment to an island. Logistics is as much of an obstacle as storm damage. After 19 days, fewer than 15% of Puerto Ricans have power. U.S. and international telecom companies have mounted massive efforts to help alongside government and aid agencies. AT&T, T-Mobile, Cisco, and Facebook all have teams in Puerto Rico. Sprint, a major provider there, has multiple crews at work. "We are making good progress bringing cell sites up," a spokesperson says, "but we still have a long way to go." The company is working on restoring the network for now with very small aperture terminal or VSAT satellite stations that arrived by plane, with ships delivering generators, chargers, and batteries, and the microwave backhaul equipment that transmits cellular signals. The biggest challenges restoring service are fixing backhaul and damaged fiber, and accessing and maintaining power, says the Sprint spokesperson. "Fuel on the island is a major challenge, accessing it, transporting it, and keeping it secure." It's tempting to see this kind of total erasure of information technology as an opportunity, perhaps. Switch the electric grid to renewables, build out some futuristic telecom network. Google's parent company Alphabet has offered to send in the Loon balloons. Doesn't Facebook have internet drones or something? Unfortunately, it'd take the most Panglossian Pollyanna to stick to that story. "I don't care if people are talking about bringing balloons," Romero says. "That's very limited and very short term." Even in metropolitan areas, the fiber has to be totally replaced. For now, telecom switching stations are running on their own generators. When they break, some of the offices have a backup generator for the backup generator, Romero says. The director of the electric power company told us that in the majority of the cell sites, they may not provide service for years. 6 of the 7 telecom companies operating in Puerto Rico have facilities within 3/4 of a mile of a major network node that has been promised for days a power line connection from the San Juan generating facility. It hasn't come yet. Puerto Rico's telecom carriers, who are fiercely competitive, have banded together to provide communication to people in despair, Romero says. But basically, we're on our own here. And no one knows what'll happen when the diesel that's keeping all those generators humming runs out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
"I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse."
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
"Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me."
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.